The summer storm season is upon us, an appropriate time for a tall, or should I say long, tale from Atlanta-based actor and storyteller Barry Stewart Mann. It's called The Long-Haired Boy.
One day down south, where willows droop and storms spin off the sea, in a breeze of a town with shadows draped across dusty roads, a boy was born with a full head of hair, beautiful swirling hair. He grew, and so did his hair, faster than was the custom. As a toddler, it hung down past his shoulders. Grown folk would smile, "What a pretty girl," and children would say, "He needs a haircut," but he just shook his head. Soon it billowed beyond his hips, and as bandanas no longer held it, he began rolling it into a shoulder bag. The old one said, "When you going to cut it?" But he just smiled. Maybe it was the warm sun, maybe the cool breeze, no way of telling, but his hair inched down faster and smoother than a falling star in a summer sky. Soon he couldn't go anywhere without a suitcase, and when he couldn't close that without strands crowding out, he got himself a little cart. He was odd, the long-haired boy, but he liked being different from other boys, and the envy of many a girl, and, truth be told, many a boy as well. He vowed never to cut it. Now a young man, he trucked and trailered it around the county. He stopped growing, but not his hair. It's hard to say how long it was, something more than a stone's throw, but short of 7 miles. He might still be growing it today, if it weren't for the storm. It was a strange one, as unique as he was. It roared in off the water like a hurricane, but swirled tall like a tornado. And it was heading right for his little hometown. Women ran about screaming. Men ran about screaming. Some of the brave ones set to tying down and boarding up and laying out and gathering in. But as long-haired boy watched, he could see it was futile. The storm neared, and he began to drive, zooming in a circle around the edge of town. He picked up speed, and his hair, following like a herd of wild horses, got a life of its own. It jostled, bounced, lifted, and sailed through the air. Higher and higher, like a silken serpent, it met the storm head-on, wrapped around it like a lasso, squeezed it tight, and pumped its power out into the sky, where it was soon lost in the clouds. Choked, the storm dwindled to nothing, and the hair fell jumbled onto a fallow field. All victories are bittersweet. Teams of rakers spent days after the storm, but it was no use. The hair was ruined. Too many knots for even the toughest detangler. The long-haired boy had no choice but to cut it off. His life became normal, but every so often he'd visit that field. It had transformed into a sea of corn with delicate strands waving in the wind, and there in the middle, a brave willow bowing its long tresses to the ground.